Good morning, the river.
Good morning. This is Dr. Gray. How are you?
Good. What's going on, doctor?
Hello.
Not much. Yeah. I'm pretty impressed with Ohio, the swing state.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, my goodness. Look out.
I said there was some surgery done in Ohio yesterday.
Yes, hopefully it wasn't too painful.
Yeah.
We have prescriptions for that.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, it's time for Christmas Botox. That's what I want under the tree.
Some of us need to put on a new happy face.
Yeah, well, we all got to do that.
So what's going on in the Michigan Cosmetic Surgery Center? Oh, first things first, how was the big party, the big bazaar you had?
It was very successful. There was about 200 or 300 people there.
Oh, great.
Standing room only. Everyone was having a great time. You know, it was socializing mostly, you know, learning, a lot of socializing. It was a big success.
And very nice of you to, you know, help with the donations to the Children's Leukemia Fund. That was...
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. We participate in a lot of charities throughout the year, and, you know, children are very important to me, and, you know, we all have children, so we know how that is.
Now, you have a website, anewyou.com, that people go and look at, but what are you doing a lot of these days?
I do a lot of everything, but this website that you guys are visualizing is actually an old website. We're about ready to switch it out and launch our brand new website, which we probably, I'd like to get it launched probably, we've been working on it for the last year and a half, so it's probably going to launch probably in the next week or so.
Oh.
Anewyou.com, and on that site, it's very high tech. It's you're going to see a lot of new and interesting procedures that are on the site, lots of pictures, testimonials, videos, and things like that. Basically, we do a lot of everything here. I'm well-versed in all types of surgeries and all ways to produce the results. When I sit down with patients, it's just trying to figure out what exactly they want and how aggressive they want to be. Basically, once I've educated my patients, they can choose what they want to do.
Well, I know from my experience, and Mary Beth will attest to this too, that's exactly what you said. That's exactly what the way you put it. You said, okay, what is it that bothers you? And I said, well, I have a problem. And you stopped me and you said, well, you might, but I don't. Let's fix it.
Right, right. See, what happens is when it's on your body, it bothers you. And, you know, everybody has spots that bother them. Basically, we're in a state of deterioration. That's what aging is. And things change, and the way it was before is not the way you can treat things in the future. So, you know, I've given up bagels, but if someone puts a bagel in front of me, I don't know if I can resist it. So there's certain things that you have to realize that as your metabolism changes, as you change, it's different. It's not the same. It's never going to be the same. And you have to adapt with those changes. We have here anywhere from surgical to non-surgical interventions. We have this new low-level laser called Zerona, which is no surgery, no pain. We've had patients that just sat under the light 6 times over 2 weeks and have lost up to 17 inches. It's a big success. It's not spot specific. It doesn't treat those fat cells that are resistant to diet and exercise. But if people have specific spots, that's where we're going to go after those, you know, with either the laser lipo, destroying those cells so they can never store fat again, or actually extracting those cells. So, you know, you were asking what's the most popular procedure. Well, you know, everybody hates fat, but, you know, it's now everybody wants their fat removed. So liposuction is the most popular procedure performed in the world. You can't diet a spot away. And, you know, just because you have things that are spelt the same, like fat cell, every fat cell is not the same. And it basically goes in regions, like my abdomen. Those fat cells are different than other fat cells. They're spelt the same, but they don't work the same. Those areas typically could be resistant to diet and exercise. So, you know, when you see things not working, the reason why I have my job is because I'm the guy that fixes the body.
That's what makes you the best. Well
I appreciate
Dr. Gray,
that.
Yeah, Dr. Gray, we appreciate you taking your time. I know you got a busy, busy, busy day ahead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Very busy.
Good. Well, we will see you soon.
Yes.
I hope so.
Okay.
You guys have a great day.
All right. Thanks,
you.
Doctor.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.